So Capital Pathways has been around for, this is our fourth program year. So it's been around since 2016. And when Capital Pathways was founded, I remember being a part of the first cohort. And there was, I did not know anyone at the Capital. When I went up to the Capital, I was like overwhelmed, right? That was actually the first time I've actually set foot in the Capital. And I was 21 years old at that time. Yeah, so as a 21-year-old, that was the first time I had stepped foot at the Capital. I did not know anyone. I was in the shadows of my supervisor. There was some comfort in being with my supervisor for the first time. But I definitely felt, what's the word for it? It was definitely not a comfortable feeling, right? I did not know, for example, I didn't even know where the bathroom was. And as a very young person, I did not feel comfortable asking my supervisor because I almost didn't want her to know that I didn't know. This year, we took every year when we before we start the program year, we have a Capital tour with our students because just like me, the majority of students, this is the first time they're stepping foot into the Capital. They've never been there before, even if they've grown up in Minnesota their whole lives, right? A lot of them have never been to the Capital. A lot of them never saw the Capital as a space that they can be a part of. So we take these students to the Capital and we show them, you know, where the bathrooms are. We show them if, you know, this is where the cafeteria area is. We give them a tour so that when they do start the internship experiences, they don't feel like me when I started, right? I never had that opportunity. So we take them to the Capital, and this year, I think one thing that will always stick in my mind and will always reminds me why this work is so important is we were kind of touring, you know, like the we toured the Capitol and then we went to the Senate and the state buildings. So we toured the whole Capitol campus and we were walking past some desks and I looked at one and the name tag was Iman. And that's important to me because that is one of our past Capitol Pathways cohort members. And she was working at the Capitol as a legislative assistant. Her name was on that desk. And I was able to say to students, hey, this is one of our Capital Pathways students. And if you ever need anything, you know you can depend on her. Because the Capital Pathways network, just like as how it was the network that I was able to fall back on and depend on, that's going to be the network that you can call on to when you are feeling overwhelmed, when you are feeling unsure. Iman is someone that you can go to and say, Iman, can I talk to you about something? And she will say yes, right? So being able to walk through the Capitol and actually pinpoint certain people to our cohort to say, these are people that you can go to so that if you ever feel as if you don't belong, you know that you do.